trade between... Before the first pick of the draft, Angel City's on the clock with 3 minutes and about 15 seconds left. We've had a trade in the NWSL. All right, so North Carolina Courage and the Houston Dash. The Courage are receiving Houston's number 8 pick, an international spot for 2023, 2024 first-round pick from the Houston Dash, and $100,000 in allocation money. North Carolina is sending to Houston Deanna Ordonez and the number 30th overall pick. We have a North Carolina fan here with us. Ebony, would you like to speak right now, or are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Ebony is not okay. Like, we had a moment
character building
just now.
Sometimes life builds you character, brick by brick.
She's lost Debina and Deanna Ordonez. Okay. She did make peace with Debina, but Ordonez hurts. And it hurts. I understand. We assumed she wanted to go be closer to her family in Texas, since Dallas doesn't have a team.
I can't hear.
But, yeah, that's a really big trade. And right now you have Ebony Salmon, Maria Sanchez, and Ordonez on the front line. Not a bad move for Sam Lady, but we'll see what else happens with these two teams today. More to come in about 2 minutes. Well, hope you're holding on to your cheeks. It just got real. Angel City obviously announced Alyssa Thompson with the first pick. Second pick's been traded. Gotham has acquired Lynn Williams.
Oh, boy.
For the second pick in the draft, which has gone to Kansas City, and they're on the clock with about 3.5 minutes. Do we think it'll be Michelle Cooper?
Probably.
Who else would be an option?
Why would you do that?
They're trying to build the juggernaut.
Well, I mean, I guess that's... Well, that explains a lot of their trades.
You would think. They also have to let go of one more midfielder.
Who are they?
And where are they going? Well, they just re-upped Loretta, so it's not her. Desiree Scott?
Yeah, like, they haven't signed Desiree Scott.
So I wonder where she's going to land.
They haven't signed...
Doesn't sound like she's coming back to Kansas City. Morgan Cottrell's there.
This doesn't make no sense. All right.
All right, we got 40 seconds. All right, so with the first trade, or the first pick of the draft, Angel City acquires Alyssa Thompson to the surprise of zero people. And then there's been a trade at number 2, Gotham.
Yep.
Big Cajonas went Lynn Williams.
They got Lynn Williams.
Uh-oh, we got to stop. Trades in, picks in. So, fun moment. It says round 3 on
round
the draft
3.
Board. So.
Let's go.
They want to get out of here too, apparently.
Yeah,
so
we almost done, y'all.
Kansas City trades
so
for
we just
the second
had two
pick
picks
to get
in the first round.
Current Herman Trophy winner Michelle Cooper from Duke University. She is on stage, so she's the first player here to go up the stage, and she now has a teal scarf I have. So that's pretty.
Can we get a teal jersey?
I mean, you can't be teal rising and not have a teal kid. I don't understand. But this is wild. So Lynn Williams, Ifeona Monu, and Mitch Persa on the front line.
Jesus
with,
Christ,
oh, Taylor
son.
Smith. Sorry, forgot. That's wild. Gotham said, what is defense? We're just going to score goals. 8 goals a game. 8 goals a game. And some prayer on the back line.
Right. Because clearly. What?
And hoping Hensley worked out in Australia. She can stop some. Oh, no, they have Abby Smith, too. Well, they'll figure it out.
You just make it work. You just pray.
A lot of prayer on that back line.
You just don't, yeah, we don't care about you. They score a goal, you just keep go. You go get a goal.
Okay, so that means Kansas City has now lost Nax.
Right now?
The best prospect in the draft. Losing Elise Bennett. So you now have Hamilton, Kaiser, Cooper, Debina. Who am I missing?
I can see it's an emotional moment for you right now. What's sinking in about this? New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC, you are now on the clock.
All right. I said Madrill. Orlando needs a lot of things, but they need a generationally good defender.
Orlando has 50 billion trillion picks.
They have they do have like a lot of picks.
And a lot of cash.
And a lot of money, but she's good.
Cash money,
and I
baby.
I think with Seb Hines, they understand what the project is. So,
yes,
and it's
yes.
a lot of young talent. So they might not be great this year, but I think going forward, they're going to be pretty difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I really like Kansas City.
Also,
she's like Michelle
Emily Madrill is taller than I realized.
Yeah. Pause. Stop the choo-choo train.
We for real let Kansas City.
Yeah, they're building a juggernaut, and everybody's letting it happen. Everybody's letting it happen.
That's all we've learned.
That's why everybody's building facilities, because they're trying to compete with that. There's like six teams building facilities right now for that reason.
Y'all just let all girl go to.
You just let Kansas City get Dominion and Michelle Cooper.
No shit, too. I'd let everybody go, too.
I will say this. Do I know if Kansas City's defense is good? No, I don't.
It don't matter. It won't matter.
Gotham and Kansas City are taking the eight goals approach.
You decided to forego some NCAA eligibility.
I got some midfielders.
Gotham needed a midfielder, and they weren't getting Michelle Cooper.
You're now on the clock.
Wait a minute.
No, they needed a midfielder because they weren't getting Cooper. They were willing to trade Cooper for Nyswanger. I knew Nyswanger declaring would change.
I guess.
Change it. I think. No, Nyswanger's good though.
This is interessante.
Yeah, so they need a midfield. Because you really only have Long and Pickett. Everybody else in that midfield is. Listen, they're professional athletes. They're better at this than I'll ever be. Oh yeah, we're looking at Portland make a decision right now. Like, we're sitting right behind the Portland Thorns. I mean, the first four picks are pretty chalk. Not necessarily to the teams we thought they'd go to. Gotham's front line, man. Are we recording?
Carolina Courage.
All right.
I told y'all.
Andre and I were talking about this and trying to figure out where Reyes was going. I didn't know it would be to Portland. That's a good pickup, actually.
That was really smooth.
Yeah.
Look at that.
She dropped a five. I would have taken her, too.
Yeah, that's what I said.
There's got to be more trades coming. I'm very nervous.
Trades must be on the way. Because you go, get that money.
Well, people need players.
People need players.
And some people need to get picks, like the Spirit.
Got to get picks.
The Spirit, perhaps.
Look at the North Carolina Courage.
Courage went and got their picks. Hold on.
Let's ask Ebony. Ebony Navidad, how are you feeling about your upcoming pick?
Well, now I need another four. And I still need a midfield.
Go out on a scooter.
I know Messiah Bright's available.
Ooh.
I think that would be fun.
Ooh.
That would be a fun one. I didn't think she'd be at this spot.
Who knew that somebody was sliding in there too?
To be fair.
True.
To be fair, she could also be at 8, 9, or 11. Yeah, get up on it. You're part of Shea Butter. Get on here. I know you're in mourning a little bit.
Sky made me grab a mic. Okay.
Yeah, I know you're in mourning, but.
A little bit, but it's okay. So we could take Messiah at 6. I didn't think she was going to drop the 6 because I thought Michelle Cooper was going to go to Orlando.
Same. Oh, I thought she was
and
going
to. And Messiah was going to go to number 2 for Gotham. But then that flipped, and now we all are in like a state of shock. So maybe she gets taken here. I would love it.
Yeah.
Because now I have to fill a Dabinia size hole, which was only 4'8", but it was still.
Yeah.
Still big. And now I have to find someone.
Wait, Dabinia only 4'8"?
Man, she's like. I could fit the bee in my pocket. Like, yeah. That's why no one can keep up with her. Because they're like, she's so small. Where'd she go?
It's the same way with Crystal Dunn, right?
No one looks down.
You can get that. You can get that low center of gravity that nobody can really knock you off.
No one looks down. So we're just like, that's why little kids are here.
Okay. Whatever you want.
So it's ACC, sure. But that's not what we needed.
Well, to be fair, you have 3 more picks this round.
I don't even know what she plays, bro.
Maybe they're assuming that what you need will be there.
What does she play? What position?
That's what I'm looking up now.
I don't know either.
We focused on the black players. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, was that what
I believe? And what?
I think I still have the list up. Yeah, I do. What's her name? Olivia.
Olivia Wingate.
She is a... she's at the end here.
That's W.
She's a forward.
I mean,
she's from Massachusetts.
And maybe she's balling.
Is she going to take some of that masshole energy from Sam
Lewis? I would hope so.
She's going to take the spirit of Sam Lewis because Sam Lewis is never playing again.
R.I.P. Hello. Sam Lewis.
Oh, there we go.
R.I.P. I thought Hawking is who North Carolina. I thought North Carolina would take Hawking.
Now y'all can pick a forward.
Yeah, I'm assuming. I mean, they have one.
I mean, y'all could draft Messiah.
Honestly, you
I'm
also need a defender.
Messiah went this far down.
Well, people were projecting her second round, which is kind of foolish, but.
But you didn't expect people to be hopping in to get certain players early on.
True.
No, even twist it. Messiah is a number one round pick.
I think she's first round, yeah.
First round draft pick. Don't matter. Y'all gonna mess around and let her slip to Angel City or somebody.
Angel City doesn't pick in this year.
They pick in the third round.
Right. Ain't nobody got time now.
Unless there's trades. I'm wondering what the Spirit are gonna do because they gotta get somebody. They don't have players.
I mean,
or picks. They don't have anything.
By the time the Spirit pick, we all gonna be in bed.
They don't have defenders. They don't have anybody.
What happened?
I think we're just killing time, just like all these teams.
What are y'all doing? Who y'all gonna pick?
I don't know. Apparently, so I just got to go into the mix zone with Olivia. She apparently had a conversation beforehand with Carolina, and it seemed promising. So it seems like this was always going to be their number six pick.
Okay.
But she says she's ready to go. She believes in what the Courage are doing. We'll see what it translates to on the field. Not quite sure where she's going to fit in because, you know, World Cup year.
Yeah, what are y'all playing? What are y'all running? Whatever. Are we going to run our...
Well, we have a defense, a really solid defense.
Yes, y'all do.
Okay.
Y'all just going to defend?
We just going to defend for our lives.
We not going to run the forward?
No, here we got go. That many.
Okay.
That's not what I saw coming in the first round.
Yeah. What is she, a defender?
Y'all really going to let...
Not you, so Amy, look at the list.
I know, right? Look.
I mean, again, you have a ton of picks, so...
Yeah, that's true.
She's a midfielder slash defender.
Midfielder slash defender. Lines. So she's probably going to be that holding midfielder that we lost. Well,
since you're moving Pinto up, I would think.
Y'all, we about to sit here and let North Carolina, it's like Kansas City, potentially so, also draft Messiah.
Presumably.
No. I will flip this table.
No, Kansas City can't get Messiah right. That's bullshit.
They can't. Like, that's too
literally
much
what
power.
We're setting up. That's what we're setting
much
up for
power.
Right now.
That's too much power.
I don't like that. You want to
no
know?
No one man can have all that power.
But they need defenders. You want to know what I think?
They don't need to defend. You can score
15. Unless they're drafted for somebody.
I think they get the next best defender in this draft. I just don't know who it is.
Who? Kansas City or Courage?
Yeah. Unless they're drafting somebody. Unless they're drafting for somebody. In the charge.
Who? Kansas?
Yeah.
They don't need Messiah Bright.
That's
really
what I'm saying,
don't.
But if they
They already have too many
somebody,
forwards. They have too many. Oh, they might trade her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Trade the pit.
Oh, that... If they there's could, been... There's been how many teams that have picked already, and none of them thought that they didn't need a forward? We literally just traded away a forward, and we need another forward.
Kansas
so
City
just go get her,
literally
just, before I fight you.
Kansas City actually has a lot of forwards. They don't need any more.
Because
you could even move Cooper up, honestly.
They gotta get rid of a couple, actually.
They still got to pay Davina.
Yeah.
Davina's easily making Kirawall's money, so...
Yeah. Davina is the price of every draft pick in here.
And they might have... okay. They might have Mewis' contract off the books, but if they're still paying her, then they gotta.
We can Sam Mewis, whatever, can we know what's going on with her?
I mean, I'm sure we'll hear at some point. What's up? Jenna stopped by our table.
Hello, everybody.
What's
Are
up?
We live?
How
no,
you doing?
We're not live. We're recorded.
We couldn't go live because the NWSL hates fun.
We're not. Yeah. We're not special
it's
enough.
Wi-Fi is terrible, but hi.
It's trash.
Nelly. I'm y'all's biggest fan. We already know. And this is great. I hope everyone's having fun. I'm tired. I got candy corn
Jenna,
for everybody.
Jenna, absolutely not.
Jenna got Lynn Williams, so she has
a
big smile on her face right now.
She got candy corn all over the floor like a heathen. What is this?
Oh, she really does have candy corn. It's so sad.
She has it on the floor. Like, what are we doing? We throwing candy corn at people?
Okay. I think a trade's coming. I think either you all are trading one of these. That's so loud. That's so loud.
Stop it.
I think either you all trade your 11th or Kansas City trades their 10th.
Ooh.
I think another trade's coming in the first round.
Angel City was
chatting for a long time.
I'm watching the Courage table look baffled at the fact that they traded away Ordonez and now they don't know what to do.
Are they on the fly guessing? Because they asked for all these
Would you like
picks.
To go over there? Yeah. Would you like to go over there and give them some?
I can.
Here go my song. Hey, hey.
Oh my God.
Hey,
I can go over there and I can.
And this is your.
You
have a right.
You can't do that. Hold on, man. We talking
Think
about
this.
Show. Legal.
Think about the show.
Think about the show.
It's your show.
I haven't fought anybody. I don't like today. So.
Alex literally said, Billboard Alex. Shout out to Alex. Literally Billboard told
Alex.
Us.
Roommate Alex.
We all can't get arrested at the same time because she only has bill money for one at a time.
Oh, no.
I'm her best friend, so I go first.
Well, it's between me and you, Sky, and I know how you treat her, so.
Right.
I think it's going to be me.
She leaves the trash
no,
out.
No, but I still have to, no, I still have to pay for rent.
Oh.
She leaves the trash out.
She
oh,
literally
that's
said we can't get arrested because she can only do one by one. So.
Okay. So we just got
to
figure
out
who.
If I go to jail, I'm worried about housing.
You know what? In this market.
Y'all crazy. Right. I'm too pretty for jail.
Oh, my God.
How did this podcast already derail?
That's why you're
butter.
The butter.
I'm a pop her hand if she touched my soundboard one more time.
Right. Even if it's hers, we're just gonna. No.
Yeah, whatever.
She needs like, you need your toys taken from you, is what that is.
That.
You don't.
Guys, are we that bored that we are talking about jail?
We're keeping it real.
That's fair.
Yo, we're only in the first. What time is it?
Yo, we have only gotten through 8 picks and it is already 3. It is already 6:50.
We have 10 minutes left till the 7 o'clock hour. There's no way we get through.
And they talking about this going to end at 11 picks. O'clock.
I don't know if it's 11. And we're doing a little something something afterwards. So we might be here a while, guys. Maybe the other rounds will go faster.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if Andre. Hey, skyscraper. Skyscraper sitting behind
World
us.
World famous
y'all.
Andre is behind us.
The Statue of Liberty. She almost fell off her treadmill.
Oh my god!
Watching the Gotham.
Oh, is she okay? I know she's happy.
Nah, she did not. She was like, I was on the treadmills. She's like, I'm on the treadmill, y'all.
I know,
like,
she's very happy right now. I know that front line excites her deeply.
Just keep Lynn Gotham.
So the camera being at the table leads me to believe that they are picking.
Yes.
Nah, Bobby got up, and I don't like when he does that, because then he does something stupid like trade away Ordonez.
Okay, Ebony's really night.
My bad. I ain't even had nothing to drink yet.
I mean, nobody saw that coming, so I feel you. Okay, pick is in.
How do you feel?
I don't even know what the fuck she... What is she?
She can play anywhere. She's actually really good.
She's really good. She is really good.
She helped
really,
them win. Really
good. Will she score goals? How?
Yeah, she can.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think she'll be your main goal scorer.
We really just set Kansas City up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This draft is over.
Yeah.
I'm done. Done. Yeah. Over it.
We really just let...
I would have made them send me Ebony Salmon or something. Like, you need a goal scorer if you're going to send a goal scorer. I'm not making Ebony happy right now. She doesn't have...
You need to go over there and jam.
There's no logic.
What's happening?
If you need to square up, I'll just say I didn't see anything.
I appreciate you.
I got you. I'm from the Berg. I know how to lie.
Why not get Messiah?
I mean, they got one more pit in the first round.
You think Messiah about to be there? Because what's Kansas City about to do?
She'll play. I swear to God, if Kansas City... Maybe they'll trade this. Or they just don't care. They're just like, juggernaut. Let's go.
Yo, I swear to God, if they take Messiah here and they don't win the championship, you got to relegate the team. They going to USL.
They do need a defender.
They going to USLW.
I wouldn't be surprised they took a defender. I'm calling defender for Kansas City. Or trade.
For what? What do they need to defend for?
Are you serious?
You do still have to defend every once in a while.
Where?
Now, it's going
to
be hilarious.
They're going to have to defend Gotham.
Okay, let's say Kansas City takes a defender. And then y'all didn't trade y'all's pick. I'm going to laugh my ass off.
I'm going to walk out of this building.
You didn't?
I'm going to get on a... You know what? I'm going to buy a $500 plane ticket and take my ass home. You can have all the equipment, Sky.
Absolutely not.
I also love that the first pick is probably at school.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, it's Megan Burke,
head of the PA with the fly PA shirt on.
I know, right?
I'm looking for some...
Megan, how are you feeling about all these picks so far?
I'm just happy to be here.
I love it.
I'm here for the players, always.
We're a little gobsmacked.
What's that?
We're a little gobsmacked by some of these trades.
No, sorry, I can't hear anything.
Oh, we're a little gobsmacked.
Wait, where's my headphones?
On your head.
Okay, I just found my headphones.
So Kansas City didn't go nuclear.
They didn't.
Which is...
All right, y'all.
I'm not sure. I guess to have depth.
Okay, it's
a depth pick.
Wait. It's time to have a conversation. Look, So y'all need GMs in this situation, because when now some second rounders ball out, when a few second rounders ball out, it's gonna be a problem.
Yep.
Y'all gonna be staring at each other like, "What? But I know," because y'all didn't draft in the first round, bro. All
right, so real time, I'm watching Portland and Courage
have a conversation.
Have a long conversation.
Are they swapping the pick, maybe?
Or are they trading somebody?
No, they can't be.
Who are you trading?
Why would they trade with each other?
Right. Or you can just tell them not to take it, and we'll give you some
money. Yeah.
Unless you're trading somebody player.
Unless you're saying, hey, don't take this player because she's still on the board and we want her.
Yeah.
And in return, we
Or it could be they want to trade a particular player.
Yeah.
Do I want anybody from Portland right now?
That they're willing to trade?
Unless they're giving me Crystal Dunbat, I don't want it.
I don't think at 11 you're getting Crystal Dunbat.
Right.
Crystal Dunn would make Davina money.
Right.
So no.
Exactly. So I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else.
Unless Tegan coming back to the East Coast?
Y'all could use a defender.
Are y'all gonna play her? Y'all really gonna have to defend now because you ain't got no forwards.
Ooh, right.
You have a left. You have a left back though.
Oh, look at that! We got babies.
I'm coming for the jacket next.
Right.
I don't know what your team's gonna do, but Portland, North Carolina, we're definitely having conversations. Yeah, we're sitting literally right behind the Portland Bones table, and they're having a very intense meeting.
And I'm watching Karina LeBlanc.
Yeah, like lean over and whisper sweet nothings about a player or something. I'm not sure.
Sweet nothings about a player. They talking about that cash money rules everything around.
Straight cash, homie.
Girl.
What's Cream, get the money. Dollar,
do y'all
dollar
hear this
bills
music?
Up.
Do y'all hear this music?
I mean, the DJ has not been great today.
No. I need that NWSL championship.
You know, at the beginning of Love Actually, when they leave the wedding, like, he's on that level.
Wow.
When he plays Puppy Love. When your man plays Puppy Love. We're there.
Damn.
I mean, we could have gotten them the Beat Junkies.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been better.
Shout out to Forward Motion crew.
Forward Motion. We could have got
shout
some black
and
brown
junkies.
DJs.
Shout out to our DJs. Big things coming in 2023. Wait, it's still recording.
Yes, it is.
Can y'all not be reckless on the microphone?
That's why we turned it off.
And that's why I turned it off.
We had
and
something
that's
to
why
say
you're
to
editing.
Each other. We had something to say
do
to
do better,
each other.
Be better in 2023.
I mean, I could be reckless
lead
on this
you
microphone.
You lead yourself with love. We'll be chaos.
If you
over
want
here.
Me to not turn off my mic, it might not go the way you want it to go.
Right. Why you gotta do all that?
I'm just letting
look,
you know.
We were being nice over here by turning off our mics.
We were considerate.
Y'all wilding.
We were considerate.
We were.
This is long. We're about to literally
about
hit
your
seven.
Life.
Didn't this happen last year?
But yo, we did not even know what the first round.
Man, I'm sad.
What is wrong with y'all?
What's wrong with us?
Roommate Alice can't wear her shirt anymore, can she? Is this a
she
Courage?
She can.
Okay.
She can.
Courage, get on it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. So they got rid of Ladronez, and then they drafted three forwards.
You want to hear my theory?
Sure.
You want to hear who I think that international pick's going to be?
Yes.
Manu Ibibuchi.
Ooh.
They need a midfielder.
Okay.
So,
and $100,000.
$100,000
would make sense to get
actually,
her.
Actually, we
That's
three
about
can
roughly.
Be GMs. We can be the GMs for the NCC.
I would do a better job than a few of these.
Let's just go. Let's just. You.
Haley.
I watch more soccer, I guarantee.
Drafted, heading to North Carolina.
Hello.
All right. So, North Carolina's picked some forwards.
A lot of them.
I don't know if it replaces the one they sent away.
Not at all. Probably not.
But yeah, like I said, maybe Mane will be in play. I know she needs to play before the World Cup, and Arsenal doesn't play her, so she's getting out of that contract. So
yeah, like what are y'all doing?
So they need a midfielder in North Carolina.
I have questions for the questions of your questions for your questions of
maybe we should have gone
to
the North Carolina table, done an interview. So
you want to go ask? Let me see. We can ask.
We should let you take a camera to the North Carolina table
look,
in between
the
rounds.
Whole table is gone now.
They ran away because they knew you were coming.
Oh, there they are. Hold on.
Oh, they went to go greet their pick. That's what that is. Well, she said she's a pretty unique forward. I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of UVA, admittedly. I'll ask Courtney. She watches UVA. Uh-oh.
We have a live. We have a live. All right. Uh-oh. Here we go.
I think Coach Sean Nahas is coming over.
How are you, bud?
Good, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Doing okay, I guess. Good. We'll say that.
How are you doing?
What's that?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Been a long day.
Pretty long? How are you feeling after this first round?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're excited about the pick.
Yeah? Yeah,
obviously, losing D is not, you know, it's a tough one, but, you know, there's a lot that went into it, you know, from both sides. You know, to get a good value that we got, you know, losing the player that we lost is not easy, but there's more to it than just making a trade, you know. So there was some decisions that had to be made, and, you know, I think it was a good decision for both sides, anyways. But yeah, we're thrilled with the draft that we just picked.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of fours to replace Diana, which is a hard thing to do, especially with the score, like the headers and stuff. But what are you hoping these new kids bring in, especially in a World Cup year where we're going to be losing a couple players?
Yeah, I mean, we have a few things that we can't talk about yet, which is good. But yeah, I mean, obviously we want to be an attacking team, right? So, you know, losing Deb, you want to make sure you have. Losing Devin D, you want to make sure you have players that can replace that. We're young. It allows for us to continue to press the players that we brought in. You know, bringing Claire Robbins in is a little bit more of a midfielder that can
with
sort of balance us out a little bit.
In the first round,
but we feel
of the 2023
with, you know, Caro being now the spotlight in a World
FC
Cup year.
Izzy DeQuilla.
We wanted to make sure that we're able to provide a little bit more balance along
the
front line.
First round of
you know,
the
I mean, we weren't very deep up top
draft.
Last year. We had Deb, we had Caro, we had, you know, we had started mixing and matching. You know, Tess is coming back from a little bit of an injury. So, yeah, I mean, we just, and, you know, it's going to make tough decisions, but we feel we bringing in Estelle was massive to give us a little bit of depth in the back, you know, which is great for us, a true pro. And now the midfield, we feel we're able to bring in Claire to isolate things. Pinto had an unbelievable end of the season, balancing out Sully. The 10 spot is the spots that we're looking to fill in. But we have some, we're working on it all. Just can't talk about
Ooh.
It yet.
Exciting stuff.
I appreciate you coming over and talking
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
All right, thank you.
Love it. We got an interview with Coach Nahas because Ebony's famous over here.
Famous Ebony Navidad.
I'm excited to see what we can't talk about. I saw your face. You're like,
clicking.
But can you tell me?
But like, let's talk
he's
about
like,
it
he's looking
bit.
At you like, absolutely not.
I wonder if my thoughts are... I wonder, because that midfield seems like what you need.
Yeah, you need
see,
a 10.
He definitely.
Guess what Manna plays?
Plays the 10.
She can play the 10.
Ring a ding ding.
See, it made me feel hopeful.
That would be sexy,
and I
though.
Hate that I
don't
felt
think
hopeful.
You get a. I don't think you get an international spot if it's not an international player coming. That's just. My
Let's
problem.
Go. I would love to see her in this league.
That could be fun.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Because oh boy, Arsenal didn't know what he was doing with her.
Arsenal has lost a lot of talent over the last couple of days. I'm sorry
Arsenal
to any
keeps
Arsenal
buying,
people around
Arsenal
me.
Keeps buying forwards and not playing them. I don't understand that. They have so many, and they wanted to get more. They played for Hurtig, Blackstenius, Paris, Iwobuchi, Heath. Who
all,
else did they let go?
Is Jonas reaching the levels of Gareth?
No, he's a better coach than Gareth. He does actually understand how to
true,
deploy
true,
people.
True.
They just can't stay healthy at Arsenal.
Well, that's a facilities problem.
Gareth's players stay healthy. He just doesn't
know
what
to
do
with
them.
Let me coach.
Gareth's strategy is basically, I have Bunny Shaw, and I didn't fuck it up.
No.
That's a solid.
No, absolutely not.
That's still a solid plan,
though. That's not what
happened.
Ellen White retired.
Got hurt.
Ellen
White had a whole puncture lung, and then she retired.
Still don't know how that happens with
the
acupuncture needle. I don't understand.
What did they do? Did they cut her open?
What kind of needle are they using?
Bruh.
That's my question. Like,
Nathan,
what kind of
how are you, buddy? Good. No, not live.
Okay. No, it's not live.
No, we don't get to record live.
We are not live.
We are not CBS. We do not get to record live. Sorry, trademark CBS. Are we supposed to? I don't know.
I know. Are we supposed to trademark it? A lot of the Courage people are coming over and saying hi, which is fun, I guess.
Because they know you're hurting. They know you're hurting.
They know you're in pain.
They're trying to make
Sean
you feel
better.
Sean
literally broke it down for you
he
so
did.
You wouldn't kill
He knew
me.
You were hurting. He saw your face.
He probably heard us talking about we can come over there.
We're done with the first round, by the way.
It's the end of the first round.
We forgot to do that part. Well, the second round, we don't know when it's going to start because there's nothing on our screen.
So
right
we
now
said, fuck time, because clearly is we going to be here till
time
12 a.m.
Time is a construct.
All right.
It's 2020 part three, so it's fine.
So, hello, guys. It's the end of the first round. It was wild. My advice for every GM out there is to get you a team to go watch the soccer.
Yeah.
Because y'all
scouting
just
department.
Let
or just get you one
players
person that can watch the
a
soccer
scouting department of some sort.
Let me tell you something. Messiah Bright is that fire. Yeah. And for her to slip when teams literally need forwards,
yeah,
as well.
I understand that.
So you're just opening the door for a really loaded team to come get in.
Okay. We'll talk about some of the choices after. All right. So we're going to do a quick recap of the first round. I think the first
Chicago Red Stars, you are now on the clock.
I think the first four picks kind of went chalk, right? It was Thompson, Cooper, Madrill, and Nicewanger.
Yeah.
I think consensus is, and Reyes, I think the top five were pretty consensus, probably the best five in the draft. Obviously, Ainsley's preparing for their future, for the next LA person to take over when Kristen Press leaves, or Kristen Press to St. Louis. I think Reyes is a really good pickup. I think she was one we were talking about trying to figure out where she was going to go. Orlando's building young. I think they said that last season. And Madrill makes complete sense. She's a very good defender, probably the best defender in the draft.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think those first five picks make a lot of sense for the teams that pick them. I think Nicewanger is a good get if you can't get Michelle Cooper. And apparently, yeah, Kansas City really, really, really wanted Michelle Cooper, which if you've seen her play, yeah.
It makes sense.
So you now have two ridiculous goal scorers in the middle
three
of the field.
Three?
I mean, yeah, you have up top two, but you also just have two midfielders that can pop shots from pretty much anywhere they want.
They just pick and choose
on the, and hit
like
on and hit it on target. Yeah.
The being as lethal from a free kick or lethal really
so
from anywhere.
There's
if she
two
wants to be.
There's two things that are impossible to defend in the NWSL. Distance shooting that's accurate. And speed. There's two ways to build your team. Kansas City's choosing the shooting. Because shooting is a fucking skill. We tell you this all the time. I know it's because black and brown people like to shoot. But it is a skill, and it's the next great evolution of soccer, in my opinion. Certainly women's soccer. And then speed. Because as good as Naomi Gurman is, if she is not as fast as the person she's defending, you can't adjust your speed. You can't get faster, right? So I think there might be a team or two with that strategy. So we'll see. There's a lot of chess. There's a lot of war going on. What's the old board game? Is it called War?
Battleship?
No, not that one. Risk, yeah.
Risk.
I feel like Risk is being played right now.
Wow.
I know, nerd it up.
You just nerded it up with
I'm
a particular
I am
kind
a nerd
of board game.
You want to know what I fell asleep to last night? Ken Burns Baseball. I'm a nerd.
That's
my
nerd.
Comfort. That's a comfort documentary.
That's a nerdy nerd.
It's a comfort documentary. I have comfort documentaries. Really let that marinate.
That's a comfort documentary?
For me, yes. I love baseball. Baseball's my first love.
Yeah, she does love baseball. She
Negro
knows
leagues
like, facts
in particular
on facts.
Yeah.
She knows facts on facts
for
your
facts. I have a Negro League poster in my office. Or
I got facts on facts.
Facts on facts. Okay, pick
facts
it
on facts on facts.
It got so quiet in this room and her name was said. I don't think people expected her to go that high.
Yo, they just picking a pick. So let's talk about something.
I don't think.
Okay, let me say something right now.
Okay.
Again. The NWSL, until teams get, like, for real talent scouts,
yeah,
there are things we can see who see the soccer that teams are missing. And then they're going to be asking, like, why does stuff not work out? It's because of that.
To a lot of these teams, I would say scout local. Like, what are you?
I'm scared that Kansas City was like, yo, if y'all don't take her, we will.
Yeah.
So they gave everybody a
chance. And they still didn't take her.
They gave North Carolina three chances. They gave Portland a chance.
Yeah.
And then they gave, like, yeah, San Diego, Wave, and Chicago a chance. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, look, if y'all don't want her.
There's NWSL Philly people.
NWSL 2 Philly because they're corny.
They're trying. They're not in this round.
They couldn't even support it the first time. And they wanted a.
Damn.
Or the second time. And now they wanted a third time?
They
what
said,
is this?
Damn.
Don't be afraid.
Y'all got your own problems with the union. And here y'all are at the NWSL draft.
Yeah.
Don't, nobody want the Sons of Ben here.
No.
We have guests. Okay. Oh, I think they're telling us we can go to the mix zone. I'm good for right now.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Kansas City has a minute 38 seconds left.
Yo. Come on,
to
team.
Further destroy the league.
Some team, come
it
get this pick.
It's been an hour and a half.
I'll be sick if they pick Messiah
picks.
Or Mickey because
we're only on 14.
They're just loading up.
We are on pick 14, yeah. And then we've been here for an hour and a half.
When they said 11, they meant midnight.
Right.
They meant midnight.
They meant 11 central.
They said we'll give you coffee between rounds is what that meant.
They gave us popcorn, coffee, and a Mountain Dew. Instead of having
there's
day.
Actually food.
Should have bought an air mattress out here or something.
Right?
Like, because we're going to be here. Ooh, got a whole pod to record. Anyway, back to that first round analysis. After the fifth pick, I'm kind of confused. I get Robins. That I get.
Yeah.
She's very good.
Yes.
That Florida State team has a lot of good players. I was sad to see. Well, they should stay. The Jody Brown didn't come out.
How is Kansas City about to hurt us all?
The third pick in
stands. You got to get Blacker to win.
We got to black.
Yeah.
Got to black it up.
You gotta we got to get black.
Not Antoine sense. Griezmann style, but like.
No, you going to leave Brother Griezmann out of this.
Brother Griezmann. This
Brother
is the greatest running joke on Twitter. Shout out to Scams. Shout out to Tosin.
He's not beige. He's fluorescent beige.
West Virginia churns out good defenders.
He's just light-skinned.
I would just like to remind people, two of the best black defenders out there in Ashley Lawrence and Khadijah Buchanan both went to West Virginia. So
true.
They know how to make defenders.
True.
Same with Stanford and UVA and a couple other schools. So that's a really smart pick by Kansas City who needs defenders. And they have time to grow. Have her grown to the league. So I saw some tape on Gabrielle Robinson because I looked up every black player in the draft. And, she's pretty good. Not a large ceiling. She probably only needs a season. So, it's a good pickup. It's also only the third black player we've picked in the draft. So, let's see what we do this round.
We got a timeout for
has called timeout. And they have two back-to-back picks at 16 and 17.
Who's about to make a trade?
Smells like a trade.
Sniff, sniff. What does a trade smell like?
Smells. Whatever the hell Louisville's doing.
Like money.
That's Michelle King.
Why is she pushing buttons? You're the one editing all this. I just want you to know.
Am I doing
that.
Duolingo during the draft? Yes, I am. Because it's the longest relationship I've had. So I'm going to stay committed.
Yo, don't be saying nothing crazy. I'm not trying to listen to this whole draft thing.
Oh.
Hey. So our first Trinity client, Messiah Bright, friend of the pod. Messiah Bright has gone at the 21st pick to the youthful Orlando Pride.
Yep.
Playing for the first black coach. So you now have what? Haley Bujeja, you have Ali Watt, you have Messiah Bright.
Oh, Lord.
There's another striker there. Darian Jenkins is still there. There's another striker I'm missing right now that I feel they got. And they still have Orlando also has a ridiculous amount of draft picks, so they can build through the draft, which, again, they said last season is what they intend to do. They obviously traded away most of their stuff. Oh, Marta is back with a new leg.
Oh.
That's what it is. Oh, she gets to learn from Marta, who, by the way, is one of Messiah Bright's favorite players.
Woo!
So she gets to learn
let's
at the feet
go,
of the
Messiah.
Goat. So
we're going to get cooked by Orlando because y'all just
shout out to Maggie, by the way, her agent, working hard out here getting her clients to the money.
Let's
Congratulations. Oh, yeah, I think this is a good pickup for Orlando. Like I said, they're clearly building young.
Also happy birthday.
It's great.
Pretty big day for you here.
Happy birthday, Messiah.
Happy birthday.